You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. We'll start off today in Paris on day two of the big climate summit there. This is the day where negotiators sent home the heads of state and got down to the real business. That business boils down to one question. Who's going to pay for the transition off fossil fuels and even the damage caused by climate change? Today, the world's poorest countries made the case that the rich world needs to pay that bill. The face of the argument is perhaps the most important country at the Paris talks, India. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
India will soon be the biggest importer of coal and the largest source of new demand for oil. Post where America used to be that country, but India, population-wise, is four Americas. Economist Michael Greenstone at the University of Chicago spoke from New Delhi.
The state of Bihar, which is home to 100 million people, per capita electricity consumption is about 200 kilowatt hours per person per year. In the U.S., so it's about 65 times higher.
Thing is, India is already the third biggest emitter of carbon dioxide. And as its people plug in, even the most ambitious solar program will still require lots of coal-fired power. So India's emissions, even under its pledge, could double. Varun Sivaram at the Council on Foreign Relations, also in Delhi, calls this a growth climate paradox.
It is now India's time to be in the ascendancy. But with this growth is going to come domestic problems like air pollution and congestion, as well as international problems like climate change.
In Paris, India wants the rich countries to put up $100 billion to help developing countries build a low-carbon future. And when the money and technology come, then India will consider more emissions cuts, says Richi Ahuja of the Environmental Defense Fund's office in India.
The challenge with India is India cannot afford to play with what's over the horizon. It has got so many urgent here and now problems that it will ratchet up ambition as it can see the horizon.
And ratcheting up ambitions of India and every other country is a top-line goal in Paris. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.